A study from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance shows school districts use cuts in benefits to cover most of the nearly $451 million in revenue limits imposed under the last state budget.
Retirement benefit savings from employees starting to contribute something to their retirement was about $240 million. So about two-thirds of the benefit savings came from retirement. Another quarter came from health insurance savings.
Alliance President Todd Berry says those savings were possible because of Governor Walker's controversial law that limited collective bargaining for public employees. Some districts were unable to take full advantage of the changes, though.
Many districts had contracts that would not allow them to bid out their health insurer or to unilaterally change their health programs.
Berry notes that districts that made cuts to benefits could still face tough choices if the next state budget imposes more revenue limits.
Stay tuned, because depending what may be coming with the state budget next year, school districts may or may not have some financial problems again.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.